So, if we are already, say, middle aged, then is it too late for us to practice bhakti? Or is it that even in this life, in whatever, say, 10, 15, 20 years we have, that's enough to counter whatever bad karma that we have done? Our focus when we are practicing bhakti, it is devotional, it is not calculational. You know, we don't have to have a calculative mentality. Now, will this be enough to counter that? We just redirect our heart's desire towards Krishna. And as I said, the point of karma is not to punish. The point of karma is to purify. So if Krishna sees that we are diligently redirecting our desires, then he can save us from all reactions. Just like even in our justice system, the prisoner, a criminal may be sentenced to a particular, say, 20 years in jail. But the point of the sentence is not to keep the criminal in 20 years jail. The point is to make sure that the criminal reforms. If the criminal reforms, then within 10 years also the criminal may be released for good behavior. So we can focus on just wholeheartedly practicing bhakti and not bother about karma so much. There is a great saint, Kulashekhar Maharaj. He's an Alwar, and he says that Mabhir Mand Manobchinte, he says, mind, don't worry. Chiram bahuvi, bahu, Mabhir Mand Mano, oh mind, oh lazy mind, don't worry about Yamish Chiram Yatana. There are so many sufferings which are going to come because of my karma. He says, why don't worry? He says, because Naivami Prabhavanti Papa Ripava Swami Nanu Sridhara. That your Lord Sridhara is the enemy of sin. He can drive away all sins. So just alasyam vepaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasvanarayana. Just give up lethargy and with the easy process of bhakti, start worshipping Lord Narayana. And that Lord, lokasya vyasanapanodan karo dasyasya kim nakshamaha. That even people who come just for, not for developing a relationship with him, just for gaining things from him, he actually satisfies them also. If somebody is trying to devote oneself to them, why will he not satisfy? He will surely bestow abundant mercy. So it is said that, I'll conclude with this point, in the Vishnu Sahasranam,
We can
there are two.
actually we can go for a few more minutes if it
Okay.
is okay, 10-15
Yeah, sure.
minutes.
So in the Vishnu Sahasranam, there are two names of Vishnu that are used, Nimisha and Animisha. So Nimisha means one who blinks his eyes, and Animisha means one who doesn't blink his eyes. So it is described by a prominent Acharya, Baldev Vidyabhushan, who has written a commentary on this. He says that Nimisha means while we are trying to serve the Lord, if we accidentally commit some mistakes, the Lord blinks his eyes and overlooks those mistakes. And if we are trying to serve him, then even the smallest service that we do, he unblinkingly notes that service. That is animation.
நல்ல உதாரணம் சொன்னீங்க. அதாவது இறைவன் வந்து